everyone. I'm really speaking. He gets to me a week.
Welcome, welcome. Happy Monday to everyone here. We got Stuart, Ashlyn, and Caroline in the motherfucking house.
In his house.
We are in my living room, live from Astoria, Queens.
Living room looking good.
Things are looking good. Ashlyn and I did a gig in Connecticut last night in what I would only describe as what felt like a VFW.
Literally.
It felt like a church basement. I made fun of them for eating iceberg lettuce salads, and
It felt like this was like the Jello hour, and they were going right to bed afterwards.
Ashlyn got into a little bit of an argument with a guy wearing a Trump 2024 hat. She shut him down.
Didn't you say it was a beanie?
It was a beanie.
A twist on the classic.
It was from Carhartt.
And he was wearing Yeezys.
Actually, that's Yeezys are kind of John,
right?
Yeah, Yeezys give Trump. So we had a good time, and more times are going to be had. We're going to Syracuse tomorrow. So we're going to actually determine who's the most annoying. I know everyone's on the edge of their seats. We'll see what happens. I have a feeling it's going to be me. But we also have coming up March 1st, I'll be in Chicago. March 16th, I'll be in Nashville. And we got a Baltimore date up too, and a lot of other dates. So go to MaddieSmithComedy.com to see me live. You guys have been coming out in fucking drove, so listen,
everyone's been coming out, and then you just roast them on here immediately. You're like, these are the most disgusting people.
I know. I'm like, Chicago, come on out. A week later, I'm like, so let me talk about Chicago. Shithole. Juvenile pedestrian people.
You're like, had a nasty great time, deep dash dish pizza.
Nasty.
Chicago at least is an art museum, darling.
It's huge.
And a bean. I like that picture of you on the bean, right?
Thanks.
Bean.
Our girl Angela made it. If you guys don't know, Angela is our clips producer and director.
I clearly got demoted from the poster slot.
From the poster slot.
This is why, ladies, you should never ask for your worth, because then people just find Angela.
Oh my God, I thought you meant being on the poster. I said, you gotta be on the show, baby. But you're talking about making
the poster.
Yeah. She's doing intricate Photoshop.
Listen, I didn't come here trying to start beef.
The beef is cooking.
Angela and me have other beef as well, because sometimes she doesn't edit out my double chin.
Right.
Which I know. I met a guy this weekend that his job is like to edit out people's double chins in movies and TV.
Yeah,
he like goes scene by scene, and I'm like, Angela, why aren't you doing this to me?
That's like
you
should have gave him. Say it again.
It's like repainting. So you have to be a real artiste. I feel
you should have gave him Angela's Instagram and said, can you talk to her, please?
Can you speak to my...
I'm going to be one of those celebrities who like is on a magazine cover like, this is me, like, unedited.
Like, I can edit. Like,
it shows like curve, like, love handle.
I'm going to be like, I didn't edit my double chin, and then all the comments will be like, you should have.
I know, right? You actually look fucking disgusting, and sales are down. So
I'm going to be like, and it's not edited all natural, but it's going to be edited as fuck.
As fuck.
Is that going to be one natural spot on my body?
It's like
lie.
Alicia Keys doesn't wear makeup. Yeah, but you're fucking gorgeous.
Yeah, exactly.
And also, she was wearing a little makeup.
It's like when guys say,
it's like she used brown mascara.
Right.
I did that too. I was like, I'm not wearing makeup.
I know, brown mascara is natural. It's like when guys say, like, I don't really like makeup, but they do. They just wanted to not know it's there.
But then I show up without makeup, and they're like, go home.
When I show up without makeup, they're like, I didn't know you are actually a man.
Go home and change.
Every time I used to not wear makeup, people would ask if I was sick.
1,000,000%.
You're tired.
Well, I did the opposite. I never wear makeup. So when I do wear makeup, people are like,
that's what I do. That's what I do.
They freak out.
That's a good strategy.
My last day on the Theo Von tour in Florida, I wore like a fitted shirt and some makeup. And the guys on the tour were like, Maddie, did you
they can't talk to you anymore.
Yeah, it was literally like when Hermione goes to the ball in Harry Potter and they're like, she's a girl. Fucking idiots. But let's talk about our topics. I have a question submitted for Ashlyn. We'll get into that.
Okay.
And then we'll talk about our sponsor. But our topics today are juicy. They're juicy.
Oh, I thought it was going to be, I was like, Juicy Couture.
Let's talk about juicy. Even juicy better than Juicy Couture. People in New York City are holding pheromone-oriented parties.
No. This is nasty, y'all.
Where people are going no deodorant and just smelling each other.
This is white people shit.
No, it's gay people shit. It's a gay thing. Yes. It said in the article. Oh, so it is miss me with that, Ashlyn.
But are they gay and white? Just well, because they're gay doesn't mean they're gay not white. Man,
which means gay and white.
Well, yeah. I'll show you that.
There you go. So it's white nonsense first.
Okay.
No.
There's a picture of
the
guy.
She can't even make it. Where are you? She can't even.
I try to use the deodorant with the most chemicals. I'm like, what? It'll clog up all of my pores.
I bleach my armpits.
Ew.
So you are going to these parties and they're like finding us as a way for like pre-pandemic, like returning to...
Are people really that bored? Like I can't even catch up on the Righteous Gemstones.
Are people that sad?
Maybe they lost their scent in COVID and they're like, I can smell.
Right.
Yeah.
That's a little optimistic.
Whereas if I went, someone who's never had COVID, I'm literally like a virgin. I'm a virgin at this point. Like guys are getting with me because of how tight my fucking COVID immune system is.
Your nose is tight because you haven't had shit shoved up it like the rest
of us. Yeah. Like those of us who do coke on this podcast.
Well, let's not, neither here nor there.
But we're going to talk about smells a little later on the podcast.
I never buy it.
Yeah, I only use it when it's literally always around.
Girl.
So, yeah. Which reminds me that I also never buy weed because we have a sponsor. I only use weed when it's around, which is always at this point because I have a whole cupboard full of edibles. And as usual, ounceofhope.com, use code MAD20 for 20% off. And just to prove it's good, I'm going to eat one now.
Oh, goodbye.
We're going to be here for 7 hours. You ain't getting in your car by 6:30, bitch.
No way, bitch. While you sleep over. Anyone else want one while we're here?
No.
All right, well, guys, go to Ounce of Hope. Their products are so good. They have brownies. They have pre-rolls. They have flour. And they also have chocolate peanut butter cups, which I know you guys have been enjoying.
They're banging.
Banging.
But I got to cut them in half. They're so strong.
Yeah. Pussy ass bitch.
Yeah, I am.
I just pop it. I'm too lazy. I was in Atlanta this weekend. Some guy gave me edibles. He's like, I don't know how much they are. I said, no problem. Let's fucking risk
it. You're like, I'll try it. I'll let you know.
An hour later, I was on the phone with Ashlyn saying, am I annoying? Let's get into some more topics. NPR had an article this week about what emoji colors we're supposed to be using.
This is an issue.
This is an issue, but also not at the same time.
Really not.
I personally use yellow because I don't even want to get into that, but I guess that is a hate crime to use the yellow because they're supposed to be like all races, but historically yellow has been white. You know what I mean?
Do they have one that's pasty but with freckles and then spray tan?
Do they have one? Why don't they have one with a heavily pink undertone? Why don't they have one that blushes when people ask them what their favorite movie is?
What?
That's me.
I thought the yellow was for like robot. Mine like I'm like oh, green. You're a robot.
I don't know.
Yeah.
So
I thought the yellow was like a smiley face.
Why are smileys yellow?
Well, this indicates how white we are.
Racism.
Only this white people are happy and smile. Is that what they're trying to say? That's why the angry one is like red and the devil one is purple. And
the red one's me.
Yeah, no more that's colors. You.
The red one's me when I find out you guys are late to the podcast. So we're going to talk about race emojis a little bit later. We'll find out. Ashlyn's the only person of color. Well, Caroline's Italian. And at the show last night, I said to a guy, are you Italian? He said, no, I'm Sicilian. So we got, different POCs all over the place here.
Yeah, it's
a shade. And speaking of Sicily, and Italy, a woman in Italy was found dead after 2 years just sitting in her living room.
Sitting up in a recliner.
I read this and I said, am I reading a crystal ball right now?
Literally.
Because this is me when I die alone.
Yes. But in Queens, than Queens. Italy.
A woman in Queens.
She was in Lake Como.
That's nice area.
Woman in Queens found dead watching Love is Blind 2.
While rats are eating her body.
Wait, is it supposed to be Lake Como? I always say Cuomo.
I say Cuomo too.
Really?
Lake Cuomo.
He would be honored.
So trash.
You guys are so New York.
He would be honored. But before we get into our podcast today, we had a question submitted for Ashlyn. And it was by one of our most loyal commenters, Rosie Doll on YouTube. She loves the pod. Every week she ends her comments with bye. Because that's how we end the podcast. She said for Ashlyn, Ashlyn, do you get offended when like women are dancing on each other as if they're gay, but they're not?
I only get offended
like
when
twerking and stuff.
I only get offended when homophobic girls do it.
Yeah.
Like I only get offended when girls who are like, fuck out of here, I'm not fucking gay.
And then fucking like lick on each other's nipples at a bar.
Literally. Right. They're like, we'll take belly body shots, just to get a free tab. Like I just don't like it when homophobic girls.
If you're gonna talk about
it.
Me while I'm right here, right. I'm literally gonna leave.
Well, that was Stuart in Dallas this summer.
That's literally me in Dallas, like grinding. Yeah.
But you're not homophobic. Like
well,
she be gay? Never.
I've been homophobic recently because my gay roommates yelled at me about running up the heat bill, and I was mad at them. Right. It was a culture.
They're like, "What? You're like, wow, so you gay people are really frugal. Yeah. Gay people really don't want to spend money."
No, you guys, seriously, I'm not homophobic. I swear.
Mm-hmm. No, I know you're not. That's why, like, I don't get mad. Like, you, like, always like to kiss girls, and so, like.
Who does? Stuart?
Stuart.
I'll make out with people when I'm blackout.
Yeah, as a bit. But like, I'm not like offended by it.
So you don't get offended when people appropriate your culture as a bit?
I don't think that's my culture.
Mm-hmm. I get offended when you make out with your shower.
Me too.
Well, I think you're just jealous. I don't think you're offended.
Okay, so that answers your question. Only if they're like if they're like, I'm not fucking gay. And then they go and suck each other's nipples.
Like if, right? Like if they're dancing together and then a girl tries to hit on one of them and they're like, fuck out of here, I'm not fucking gay. Then I'm like, right. No, you're trash. But if a girl hits on them and they're like, oh, no, actually, no, I'm not gay. That's my friend. Then I'm like, okay, yeah, I got it. You know what I'm saying? Like,
I don't really care. I guess people were mad about that Billie Eilish video recently where she was like dancing in underwear in her room with a bunch of girls. They were saying it was queer baiting. I feel like this whole podcast is queer baiting.
Maybe. Honestly.
But I feel like she did she make that up? Like somebody else probably made that those choreography.
I don't think she's made a decision ever in her life. Right.
There's
her
no
own.
Way.
So why are they, I guess because they're.
I don't know.
If you're using it to like sell things, I guess. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know what I mean.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Like a sale boost. But if you're in the club,
mm-hmm. in the club with your club, yeah. I can't see Ashlyn getting outwardly mad, but you know, maybe ask a different.
I don't really care.
Maybe ask more than one. Lesbian.
Yeah.
I feel like you might like it. You're like, oh yeah, ladies, put on a little show.
No, I don't.
If they're hot.
No. If you're Sydney Sweeney, then yes.
That bitch is so fucking hot. All right, well, that answers your question. Thank you for submitting, Rosie Doll.
I like it when straight men grind on each other.
Me too.
I think it turns you on.
I did a show. You know, I have that joke about hooked up with a girl and how I know I'm not gay. Mm-hmm. I have a joke where I'm like, I was eating her clam. I said, I'm full, check, please. Let me get the bill. My dog will enjoy, or let me get a to-go box. My dog will enjoy some murders every time. But after the show in Atlanta, this old butch lesbian came up and said, you don't have to eat pussy to be a lesbian.
No, that's false.
And now I'm saying, I don't have to suck dick to be straight to every guy I hook up with.
That's false. If you don't eat pussy, you're not gay. Get out of my face.
Or straight, if you don't eat pussy.
If you're a man.
Maybe I will do a relationship segment right now.
Okay, let's do it.
Men need to eat pussy all the time. Break up with him if he doesn't.
Yeah.
End of segment.
There you go. Boom. Goodbye.
There you go. Boom, bye. And that's speed dating with Stuart Fullerton.
Speed dating with Stuart Fullerton. Write me questions, y'all.
Yes.
I love how I'm giving advice when my dating life has never been more chaotic.
Absolutely in shambles. Total shambles. But let's get into our first segment, which per usual is called Let's Sync Up.
Singy. Mommy, can you come sync me into the tub?
Mama.
All right, so we always start
my other dating advice is don't do that.
But I'm not single.
You're in a relationship, but coaches don't play.
Oh!
Yeah. And this player's on the bench, so.
Choreographers don't dance.
I'm injury. I got an ACL tear right now. I can't date for 6 weeks. So our first segment, we always start the pod with one question to get us all on the same motherfucking page. Using a fallopian suit tied up in a knot. Squiggly little knot that I will never be able to untie. Today's question is, you know, people are throwing smelly parties. Today's question is, what is your favorite smell?
Okay, I got a wild one.
Go.
So obviously for good smells, I love peppermint, cinnamon.
Right.
I have this one candle. I love cinnamon, the Christmas smell.
Oh, fuck.
If it's baking, if something is cinnamon and baking,
cinnamon rolls.
Smells good.
Cinnabuns.
But I have a controversial one.
Okay.
I love the smell of gasoline.
Oh my God, it was
not controversial at all. I fucking licked that shit. Gasoline. When I was a kid, I was like, can I drink it?
I remember one time. I was going somewhere and I was getting gas and I like spilled a little bit on myself. And then I like was
that's
like,
when it began.
I like smelled. I was like,
that's called getting high.
Yeah.
That's called
whippets.
And that's when I started. That was my first drug. Yeah. It was a gateway. But no, I love the smell of gasoline. I'll put some on my finger and just be like, it smells so good.
It kills
a few brain cells. I already lost most of the stores.
I was like, I'll pump the gas.
You stay.
When we go to Syracuse,
can I get 20 in my mouth? Sure, no problem.
I'm a gas head for sure.
For sure.
I love love the smell of gas.
When I was a kid and my dad would always take me to the hardware store because it smelled like gas, and I would just linger in the aisles like,
oh, that would be good.
He's like, let's go. I'm like, 5 more minutes.
Yeah.
So I have a gas station right up my block, and every time they're bringing in like the gas to fill in the whole gas station, I can smell it coming in through my house.
Oh my God.
You open the windows for some fresh air.
It's like spring, you know, when you're like, oh, a nice gas at 12
Kate comes home, you're passed out in a fucking heroin state.
Literally.
I love that scene in Zoolander when they're like sloshing the gas before they die. I'm like, that must have smelled so good.
Yeah, it probably so smells funny. So fuck. Oh man.
That's your perfect day.
I love it.
That's my perfect day. Just pour gas all over me and then you can burn me.
Gas me up before you go. Or when you're in the car and some of it got on your hand and then you're hotboxing the whole car with the smell of gas.
Yeah.
You start driving 30 miles an hour, you don't know why.
New car smells good too.
New sneakers smell good.
If you don't smell your sneakers when you get them, throw them out. Yeah. You shouldn't even be wearing
them. You should be sitting there sniffing them for a whole day and then you literally say, all right, I'll wear them now. Once you've smelt it all out, that's when you can start wearing them. I love the smell of pizza in a box. When someone walks by you with pizza in a box and you're like,
it smells dude. Totally different than when like a slice of pizza.
1,000,000%. Yeah, it's the box, the full pizza with that crust coming.
Trapping in the fumes.
There was literally, I opened my recycling. There was like a leftover box for pizza and I smelled it. I was like, should I get pizza right now? It smells so fucking good.
The box, the grease.
I would get a candle that's like pizza in a box.
Pizza in a box. Ooh. Oh, mm-hmm. That's a good.
Mm-hmm.
I like that.
That could be one of your business.
Business ventures.
When you go to a party and they have full pizzas, it tastes better than if you buy a slice.
Yep. 100%.
Oh, 1,000%.
100,000,000%.
That's why you get pies, not slices.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Also, I'm fat.
Also, I'm fat. And now I'm high and hungry. Yeah, so exactly. Thanks a lot. Yeah. Ashlyn, what do you got?
I love like the smell of clean laundry, like Downy. Yeah. Like I love the smell of that. I love the smell of alcohol.
Oh, that's dark.
Oh, really?
Yeah. But I bartended for a long time.
Like rubbing alcohol?
So, no, like liquor.
Like pouring a shot?
Yeah.
Smell? Wow. That's disgusting.
I know. It's just because I worked at a bar. I like the smell of beer.
Because you have like Stockholm syndrome with where you used to work.
You just like yeast.
You like yeast.
I love the yeast.
When you come, when you walk into a bar and the smell of a dish rag hits you, you're like, I want to black out.
See, bar smells really. Right now. I don't like that smell.
Yeah,
like the smell of like this the floor
the wood.
And then like the fluid cleaner that they use. Like at the remember this way the creek always smelled.
Yeah.
That cleaner they use.
It depends what cleaner they use. Though.
Yeah.
For me, it's comforting.
I also love the smell of a girl's hair who has curly hair.
Oh,
who has curly hair.
When they come up and hug you.
Yeah. We all have straight hair, so whatever.
My hair's curly.
No, curly hair.
I curled my hair last night.
Curly hair. There's something the way about curly
like
hair.
Like curls, though.
The smile. Yeah.
It's just product. They have so much Garnier fucking scrunch spray.
Yeah, Redken.
You're like, dude.
Yeah.
Also, the smell of hot girls. Like a woman who's really put together. They fucking waft their perfume.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes.
They waft their perfume in your face, and you're like, fuck, I'm so ugly.
I also love the smell of like sunscreen. Like at the beach.
Oh my God. Yeah, I love the smell of sunscreen.
I fucking
sometimes during winter I'll sniff it just to remember a warm day.
I can never drink Malibu rum because it tastes like the smell of sunscreen.
Right. Like coconut stuff tastes like lotion to me. My ex, you can black his name out, loved coconut flavored thing. He would eat it like a fucking crack addict.
Oh yeah, he always had coconut seltzer.
Yeah,
and like pumpkin stuff. Remember when you came home all that pumpkin stuff?
He just didn't know how to like do things moderately. Oh, it's fall.
I'll never forget when he put
spaghetti
sauce in a bowl and heated it up.
You were worried about him.
It was soup, but it looked like spaghetti sauce.
To this day, I think it was spaghetti sauce.
And I broke up with him a week later. So
literally, that's one of my last formative memories.
I know. When I looked at him, I said, "You embarrass me in front of my friends."
How dare you pour that jar of sauce into a bowl,
girl?
Straight up presto.
Caroline, what do you like the smell of? Sauce on a Sunday.
Sauce on a Sunday.
Gravy.
I like garlic, but no, the one I put down was chamomile tea.
Oh, I love that smell.
When I make a cup, I like turn into such a. I'm like,
oh.
I turn into the sleepy time bear.
Yeah,
I'm like
just a little reading before bed.
Like it's just like. It's like literally wrapped smells up in a blanket. So
like, good. Yes. I fucking love chamomile too.
I love chai tea.
Smells good. Peppermint tea.
Peppermint tea smells amazing.
Cinnamon puts me to bed.
Yeah. Any of those fall scents, cinnamon, fucking shit, like that pine cone.
Face wash smell as well.
Face wash smell. Mm. Yep.
Like a good one.
A good one. I think that's it.
I have a glass spray that's pretty. Windex. I like the smell Windex of Windex.
Windex smells good.
I like the smell of Fabuloso.
I don't know what that is.
Fabuloso!
We don't know what that is. I don't know what that is.
It's like it's like very cheap cleaning stuff.
Oh.
But it's purple. It looks like Branta.
Yeah.
You mean bodega soap?
It's like bright. It's bodega. It's from the bodega.
No, but you are literally insulting Hispanics right now.
I know you are. You're going to get canceled.
Yeah, you're coming for our culture. Like, you're coming. There is not one Spanish person.
This podcast has been on for 60 episodes. It would have happened by now.
That's like when Caroline said that it was conflict. What did she say was conflict?
Conflict coffee. Conflict coffee.
The one you buy at bodegas.
Conflict Bustelo. Yes.
By the way, I made that up. I don't know if that's. I mean, I don't know if that's.
Don't walk back on your fucking activism.
You literally debated it for hours.
No one is going to.
Like, it is.
You wrote a whole think piece on it.
Yeah, you literally made me feel bad. I literally went home and threw out.
No, I drank it. I know it.
In my experience, no one has ever come after us, and no one will. Okay. 1 week ago, I was like, "Am I going to get canceled?" And now I'm like, "Let them come, bitch." Anyway, yeah, your soap is trash.
It looks like a drink.
I think we might get canceled for saying gasoline smells good because
what?
Some people are very polarizing about this issue.
Oh,
I know because I say it a lot.
Well, write it. Let us know if we get canceled for saying gasoline smells good. What's next? Cilantro tastes good?
Cilantro tastes like soap. I hate people to say that. Cilantro does not taste like soap. Shut up. You heard that
one. What soap are you eating?
Yeah.
Fabuloso.
Well, I think that's our segment. Wait, before we end, least favorite smell. Anything that's very
anything bad.
Anything. Throw up.
Underarms.
Oh, yeah.
When people's underarms stink, I'm like, bro, come on.
For me, it's vomit.
Come on. I don't like underarms.
Old piss?
Yeah.
Or you ever walk into a bathroom after a girl and it smells like fish? I'm like, sis.
Oh, Ashlyn, please.
What?
First of all, we know you like that. Second of all.
No, I don't.
I don't like sitting in someone else's shit smell. I'll tell you that much. You can feel their particles going into your nose and you're like,
when
come
do you
on.
Do that?
Like if you're waiting in line for a bathroom.
Or like if you're getting grossed out. I actually have a very sensitive nose. Like I can smell a lot of things.
That's because you have scraped the inner linings of your nose with with gasoline and but
no, it's because I have bad ears, so my nose is more.
Oh, really? Okay.
Is that a thing?
I didn't know.
I don't know.
They
didn't
say
know.
That if one of your senses go, the other ones heighten.
That's what I think.
Yeah. I have a smell,
and then
I
you become.
Well, your sense of taste is gone.
My sense of taste is gone, actually, from the drugs and alcohol as well.
I was insulting Ashlyn's style.
Wait, what?
Taste.
Ripped skinny jeans, honey. You did it to yourself.
I'm getting the death stare. Okay, well, I feel like we're synced up.
Yeah, I'm synced up.
Okay.
I'm synced.
Let's move on to our next segment, which is called Sound Off.
Sound off.
Yes.
Okay.
Sound off.
We played this a few weeks ago, and it involves Caroline playing some sounds for us, and we captioned them.
Hand-picked.
People wrote in that they loved it, so let's see if we can make it two for two, motherfucker. Okay.
Let's go.
Here we go. To start off,
okay. We
have...
Oh, sounds like a train hitting me every morning when I wake up hungover.
That's the noise Ashlyn hears when she walks into a bathroom that smells like fish.
Sounds like Maddie Smith's comedy.
It does sound like that. It does
you
sound
have
like
pull
that.
A lever.
Those are all Stuart's red flags.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Oh, you call your mom? That's what Stuart hears.
Yeah, exactly.
In her head.
Sounds like your sister's
snoring.
It's. I don't know. I can't Should tell I what it is. One? Is that a sharpener or a car horn?
It's called a cartoon ahuga.
Oh, ahuga.
Yeah.
Me when I see Sydney Sweeney.
Right.
Oh!
Me when I see Miles Teller is an anti-vaxxer.
Ahuga. Ahuga.
Stuart when she sees two gay guys grinding. I mean, two straight guys
straight
grinding.
Straight guys grinding.
Fuck my and life. Gay guys. And gay guys.
And gay guys. I like that too.
All right, let's do the next one.
Okay, let's see. This isn't really good.
My stomach when I show up and Maddie has no snacks prepared.
I have no snacks.
Stuart's mine when Maddie goes,
Also, my stomach when I show up at Caroline's and she has one pasta, one almond, and one thing of almond butter in her fridge.
Caroline and I do not have food.
That sounds like my IUD 2 weeks ago.
That was my period. Yeah. Out of me.
That's the noise of a man when you say you don't feel like having sex tonight.
That's the noise I hear when I step off the train in Queens. I'm like, oh, it's so scary here.
That's the noise my head makes when anyone mentions public transportation.
Yeah.
The noise Ashlyn's car makes when we all sit down in it and then it sinks to the ground.
That's the noise I make when the train door closes and someone yells Showtime. Ew, I fucking hate those Showtime performers.
That's my no sentence when I think I'm getting an empty cart to myself and there's a fucking...
My friend is calling me because he's concerned about Kim right now.
You should answer to this.
That's
the noise Kanye's Instagram has been making for the past 4 days. Yeah.
That's my mom when I was a kid when I left shoes off the shoe rack. You know when your mom gets home and there's shoes everywhere?
Yeah.
I see 1, 2, 3 pairs of shoes.
You guys do not care about me.
You don't
me.
Do anything.
No respect.
And you didn't take the chicken out.
No respect.
That's my mom when I didn't take the chicken out of the freezer to thaw.
You never listen to her because you leave your shoes everywhere.
I didn't. I would
you've been good about your shoes.
I would always be like, why do you keep yelling? It's never going to change.
Yeah.
I would tell my mom, like, stop yelling.
This is how I
stop
cope.
Yelling. It's never going to change.
I'm not having kids. Kids are going to be like, mom, that I put my shoes there because of my attachment issues. And I want my shoes to be close to
I'm
going to
be like, grow the fuck up, you fucking pussy.
And I'm going to give in. I'm going to go, you're right. I'm sorry. I apologize.
Yeah. I'm going to be like, so sorry, babe. I'm going to move them for you. Don't worry.
Let's do the next one.
The next one? Okay, hold on.
Oh my God, that sounded like
Ashlyn
Caroline.
Ashlyn made out with her shower wall.
Yeah.
That's me when Sydney Sweeney comes
out.
Yeah.
Oh, hell yeah.
Sydney Sweeney with literally none of us.
That's me eating Takis.
Yeah. That's people licking Maddie's squid lips.
Yo, literally, that's what it sounds like when they eat me out. Their lips pucker on and get stuck.
That's Stuart to the gas nozzle.
That's me to the gas. That's me when a guy is obsessed with me and then the second I start liking them back, they hate me.
Right. No, totally. That's a guy kissing me after he had sex with me while I was blackout. Now I wonder why no one wants to hook up with me anymore. That's me kissing a guy who I just told made me come even though he didn't. I'm going to be addicted to you for 2 months even though we had bad sex.
That's how Caroline dad kisses her every Sunday.
Italian,
that's good Italian.
Thank you.
Thank you for coming
home.
Dad, did you send a Venmo? Yeah. Play it again.
That's me sliding across the floor when some Fabuloso.
That's Stuart anytime Kim drops anything new. You're like, mwah. They're like a Kith sock for $700.
Me to my girl at Kith, Kay. Shout out to Kay who got me the Barbie.
Me when I get my hair done and see myself in the mirror.
Yeah, totally.
Ashlyn to your curly hair.
And then I see myself on camera and I'm like,
no, I'm literally fucking ugly.
Me to all the food that I ate on the Super Bowl. Buffalo chicken dip.
Okay, should I go to the next
one?
Okay.
Me running here because I'm always fucking late. Me running up the end train.
That's the voice in that's the soundtrack in Maddie's head when she's eating snacks. She's like,
no, literally.
Ashlyn being Maddie's driver.
Yesterday in Ashlyn's car, I ate and did not speak for an hour straight. That's literally the sound I hear.
Oh,
when I finally eat after trying to not eat for 16 hours and then I eat 4,000 calories in 20 minutes. That's me.
That was it.
I'm like, you want some?
Maddie, no. I've never seen anyone eat faster than you. It's truly impressive.
Yeah.
That's me trying to burn off every last calorie. But it's too late.
Yeah, that's me going to the gym 2 days before a wedding.
Yeah. This was my ex trying to get through airport security. She was slow as fuck. Taking off 3 pairs of shoes.
This is Caroline setting up all the lights and cameras and dropping everything.
Yeah.
This is the noise I hear when I'm about to hook up with a guy and I go in the bathroom to freshen up. And you like put the moist rag down there. You're like,
this is the sound I hear when I go into a bathroom and it smells like fish. I'm like, I gotta get out of here. Shit. Give me the Fabuloso. Stop. Like,
where are these fish bathrooms that you're going to? Caroline going to Long Island to make it for Sunday service after we trapped her here.
Yeah, this is me about to miss the train.
Yeah.
The 218. I'm like,
Dad, give me a car.
This is Stuart racing to the gas station.
To smell.
To smell. All
right. She's like, no, I can pump the gas for you. They're like, you work here? She's like, no.
This is me sprinting to a meeting with an iced coffee in my hand.
This is me
telling them I was on my way when I was actually in my apartment.
Wait, you guys, I saw a guy on the train drinking coffee out of a straight mug, and I was like, I have to go back to Arkansas. I have to go back to Arkansas. This is too Brooklyn to function.
I'm obsessed with that man.
That man is chaotic. This is how it's
brain. I wonder who he is.
Like this. Like, he was literally like this. I was like, that is unnecessary. You're going to spill it. And if you spill it on me, on my Amy Leandor shoes, I'm going to flip the fuck out.
Game over. All right, next sound.
Okay, next sound.
Me when I'm the only one that doesn't smoke weed and I just sit here listening
when
to y'all
cracking
pause
up
between stories.
Cracking up. Obviously the audience when any of us are on stage, especially in Connecticut, when Ashlyn asks if any one of them knows any people of color.
That's me when I say I'm half Puerto Rican, half Dominican. They're like,
we're like, what is that?
What?
This is
that was you when we mentioned Fabuloso.
Yeah, it was. This was the audience last night in Connecticut when I brought up abortion. I was like, no, okay, cool, no problem. Yeah, I'm fucking Republican too. This is a guy when you ask if he has condoms.
Yeah.
I'm
a guy when you ask, are we doing anything for Valentine's Day?
Yeah, this is every man once I start thinking about him more than I should.
Oh, but you have firm plans for the Super Bowl, okay?
Yeah. Lit, right?
But the next day,
every man who doesn't text me back but posts on his Instagram story multiple times a day.
One more time? Is,
yeah. That's my pussy in my last relationship.
That's a good one.
Yo, that shit got tight as fuck after a while.
Okay.
Shout out. This is you researching for Caroline's Corner.
Yeah. Oh, it kind of is. Okay. Is this redundant?
This is Caroline like, what's going on with Caitlyn Jenner? ASMR.
This was me all weekend reading the Kanye posts. Like, what's going on? Investigative journalism.
This is the music that plays in my head when I wear a thong. I'm like...
This is the music that plays in my head when I shave my legs.
Yeah.
I'm like,
This is what, this is me walking with a shaved pussy. I'm like,
this is you trying to figure out if you are okay with women grinding on each other.
Yeah, yeah. Like, I'm trying to figure out if they're homophobic or not in the corner.
This is me trying to break into the gas station and bottle it up in little perfume bottles with little squeeze.
This is the music that plays in my head when someone I don't know comes up to me and is like, Maddie, it's good to see you. I'm like,
oh my God.
I know.
Or
who
are you?
Someone's like, do you know this person? And I'm like,
oh yeah, it's my cousin.
Yeah.
This is when you go up to someone and they go, don't you remember me? We've met before.
And you're
the amount of times
everything starts going in like everything starts going in slow-mo.
Yeah. You like look at their face and then look away, like to like find the memory.
Formula start forming in your head
behind
me.
Yeah.
You're like Rain Man, you're like, oh, yes.
Yes, yes, yes.
This is Maddie trying to say all of her dates.
Chicago, Nashville. Wait, no.
This is Greta Gerwig directing.
Run with him.
All right, should we do
me
another?
Watching football.
Yeah, we'll do one more. This is my brain when I'm an hour late on my Lexapro.
Where am I?
Us trying to figure out how to ask Ashlyn to drive us somewhere. Yeah. We're like, we're going to.
Where am I dropping
East
you
Fourth?
I think Gramercy.
Yeah. This is.
I think she knows.
Yeah, I think it's.
This is me when I stand up after not eating for an hour.
Or me trying to figure out how to ask my boyfriend to use his car.
And I'm like,
hey, can we talk?
Beyond the LIRR, going home.
Yeah. Like, me in a rental car.
Girl on the train, and you're drunk, and you saw a murder.
This is me every time I smoke half of a drunk cigarette. I'm like,
yeah.
This is me
vaping and watching Pam and Tommy in my room. Like,
this is me whenever really I happened? Order a drink by myself at the bar. I'm like, I'm so mysterious.
Yeah, you ordering a goat cheese martini.
Yeah.
right, 1,000,000%.
Should we do one more?
Yeah, one more.
Hold on.
Wait, you guys know how we drink martinis a lot?
Yeah.
When I was in Florida on the Theo Von tour, I got a martini and the camera guy was like, "You're the first person I've ever met who drinks martinis." And I was so high. I felt like a fucking old woman.
They drink fucking hurricanes.
Yeah. I felt like an old woman. I was like, damn, am I being a loser by ordering martinis with these people?
Because comedians have no class and we're classy.
We're classy. Yeah, we're classy. Also just tastes
classy
fucking
bitches
good.
Drink martinis.
Yeah, I agree.
And thin, skinny, rich bitches.
And yeah, which I am.
Which we are.
Kind of.
Even if we're not,
I'm one of those things. I'm a bitch.
We are in our heads. Yeah, oh me God. Trying to calculate how many calories I have to eat to lose 20 pounds before oh next
year. That's
it.
Me calculating how many I have left when I go on a date.
Is that right?
I think that's it.
Yeah, this is when
how
I'm falling.
How many calories did I have today?
Yeah, when I fall asleep, I'm like,
I'm still
20, 40, 5,000. Okay, 5,500.
And then you count all the good ones, but you skip like the buffalo chicken.
That's not calories.
You're like, a boiled egg was 80 calories, and then the apple was 95.
What's missing?
I'm a fucking
large fries.
Like, the three bagels I binge ate over the trash can.
Once you know the calorie count of it, you can't not count it.
Yeah,
you have to know. Okay. That's why I don't know the calories in buffalo chicken dip.
This is me downloading my Fitness Pal once a month.
Yeah.
Just see it up.
All right. This is me trying to figure out other people's passwords for streaming services.
Yes.
One time I guessed someone's Wi-Fi correctly without looking it up. And I literally felt like a fucking spy kid.
Yes.
And we're in. All right. Any more sounds?
Should I do one more?
Yeah, one more, and then we'll go on.
All right, this will be a quick one, maybe.
That's my driving.
That's you pulling the fuck away.
That's right.
Without us jumping in the car. When you parked in front of a fire hydrant.
Yeah. That's me. I'm like, Gramercy, okay, get out.
That's me on a date when a guy tells me he's religious or family oriented.
That's me when a lesbian says she's
really into politics.
Or anything. Or really into comedy.
Or really. Yeah.
That's me when a lesbian says you don't have to be gay to eat pussy. I'm out of here.
That's me when. I don't know. Running away from everything. Canceling
from all
plans.
My problems, yeah. Everything.
Canceling plans. When someone says I'm not funny on the internet. When a place says they only take cash.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
That's Stuart jumping from job to job.
It is.
Roasted.
Me running around in my last job, which is my last.
Yes.
That was how my brain
when
sounded.
When we visited you at work, you had literally smoke coming off your feet with how much you were running around with bagels and French toast in your hand.
I walked like 30,000 steps a day at that restaurant.
Yeah. Amazing. That's me when I'm at a thrift store and I try to buy a t-shirt and she's like, it'll be $250.
the skin marks in Maddie's ex's underwear.
Oh my God. That's literally what the noise I heard when I saw them. It literally looked like tire marks.
That's me running away when my ex was like, you have tax forms at the house.
Yeah.
All right. Well,
that's it.
All
that's right. The cum entering
sound
me.
Off is over. That was great.
That's cum leaking out of my Viage after 3 days of having sex with someone.
That's me running to explain to my grandma this podcast when Maddie makes us talk about sex every week.
Do I make you guys? Oh my God.
No. Okay, you're high. No.
I'm high in it. No. I'm annoying.
Uh-oh.
No.
I've been feeling annoying the past few days.
What?
I know. I kept asking Ashlyn yesterday, like,
am I
annoying? What do you mean?
You've been traveling.
You haven't been annoying at all.
I just mean, do people think I'm annoying?
No.
Party.
Every episode of That Time Away comes back. That's Maddie running to ask the question.
Like, do you think when people get in cars with each other, they're like, you know who I think is annoying? Like, Maddie Smith. No. What do you think?
Well, you're obviously asking us. We're not the right people to ask.
Fuck, dude.
We're the same kind of annoying. That's why it works.
I know it's a problem.
We found it.
All right. Well,
wait. That one that was like, is Ashlyn pretending to have a corporate job?
Yeah, you literally work at a made-up company that's based out of an Excel spreadsheet. Like, don't even.
But you know what? It pays for that car that we all hop into. Very comfortably.
Haven't paid for gas this year.
Yeah. You literally sound like a dad. I put a roof over your heads. so you don't need any birthday presents. I'll give you shelter and food.
So we can look like this.
Exactly. Oh, exactly.
I love when parents use basic necessities as something against you. My mom would be like, I made you dinner. And you're like, oh, yeah, I would hope so.
Wait, me and my roommates were, all talking about, they were like, I love school supply shopping. I was like, I didn't. My mom wouldn't buy me any. She'd be like, we have pencils at the house.
No, literally.
Literally.
All of the pencils are like broken, have glitter coming off of them.
No fucking lead in the mechanical pencils. The highlighters have one highlight left in them. And my mom's like, we don't need the colored pencils. We'll see if you actually need the colored pencils. Day one, did you bring colored pencils? Yeah. No, my mom told me we didn't need them.
All of my notebooks were like Lisa Frank, torn to shreds.
Shreds.
I was using the bag to write.
I don't think my mom has ever bought me a new pencil. Ever.
We went school supply shopping, and my mom would huff and puff through it. Hence why I feel annoying all the time.
I never got the name brand stuff. I would always have to get like the off brand stuff. I never had a Crayola product.
When they sent you home with that list, I was like, I'm only going to get like two things out of this. I'm like, you're over.
I'm like, this is going to stress the family out.
You think I'm getting a composition notebook? No, I'm getting the same spiral. Cheap.
Are composition notebooks expensive?
The real ones.
No, they're like $1.29.
This is
Caroline.
Wexford. This was 80 cents. The composition, the actual composition, fucking expensive.
My mom would take me to the 99 cent store. It would be the composition notebook, all ghetto, all ratchet.
My markers are from the fucking
Dollar
Tree.
The widest margins.
Yeah, mine too. Yeah.
Markers that.
Do you remember those insane mechanical pencils? They were like beautiful. And they
beautiful.
Like
the rich kids had so many pencils.
That was Succession.
Gel
to
pens.
Me.
That was Succession.
Do you guys remember those?
I stole those anytime I got a chance. I said, I don't need this.
I popped,
Remember those markers that were like stamps? And those were cool. Stars and.
Those were
so cool.
I remember the little pencil cases that had like the dots on them and then you'd sometimes put glue and then let it dry and then peel it up.
Yes.
That was fun.
That was really fun. I miss school.
That was my last fun time.
I miss school.
Aww. School was the best.
Take
it was social
back.
Hour. I didn't really try that hard at it. It was fun.
I love getting ready for a new year. You're like, I'm fucking hot. I'm like nine. I'm like, I'm hot this year.
I hated school.
The guys are going to be like, who is she?
I love school.
I hated school when I was younger because I didn't listen to teachers, so I would get in trouble every fucking day.
I could see that.
I would get in trouble, but I loved the attention. I was like, mama,
I never got
spank
in trouble.
My mom was scary when she was bad.
I never got in trouble. And when I did,
I
once a year, my face
Me
would
too.
Turn red for 8 days.
I got in trouble so bad. I was like the first one. We had like cards, and it would be like green, yellow, red, and you had to like flip your card if you were bad. And mine would always be red by like week one.
I had a conduct
I talked too much.
I had a conduct sheet. A conduct sheet. I like in third grade.
I never.
I just
had
a talking issue, obviously.
Yeah,
I still get in trouble at work for talking.
Right. Yeah. I didn't get in trouble at school, but I got in trouble. I was bad at home, and my parents would be like, "How could you be so mean to us?" And then your teachers say you're an angel. How are you so mean and rude to us? And your teachers say she doesn't talk. What's going on? We laugh in their faces when we say she's a monster.
You're like, I just know how to get by through life.
Literally.
I know exactly how to work my way through.
Literally.
Yeah. My mom would side with the teachers. Like she would be like, she's disgusting.
Mine would be like, I'm so sorry. Whatever.
No, my mom would decide with the teachers though. She always
see,
had
that's
my
what
back.
I, that's my goal.
Really? Always had my
as
back.
A parent. That's what I want to be like. I want to
be
like,
the
no,
ones.
She's actually perfect.
Yeah. It be your own people.
It be your own man.
Fucking ridiculous.
A couple of times my parents went up to school. You ever hear about that? Like that term or phrase?
Yeah.
Like we had to go up to school and tell them.
What did you do?
Yeah, what did you do wrong?
I didn't do anything.
Create a jewelry line with your friends. Start gluing seashells on the other children's clothing.
We were like the victims of the bullying, I feel like. I was like, I'm gonna go and tell not really me.
Right.
I feel like my sister more.
Oh
no, she got in trouble once for breaking the dress code, but it was really because the teacher wanted to like look at her ass or something like that.
Catholic school.
I'm obsessed with Long Island.
I'm getting horny.
Yeah, and then he got demoted. He was vice principal and then got demoted.
At least he was looking at girls though. That's a nice step up for the Catholic Church.
She wasn't Catholic. She didn't go to
Catholic
school.
I went to
all of this. It was just a joke.
Sorry. Yeah, that was
sensitive.
Caroline's from a rich town. They go to public school there.
Not Catholic school with a little skirt.
No.
I went to CCD, which was
me too.
Church school.
Every Sunday until you get confirmed, and then you're like, bye.
The moms would teach
it. I had a guy teach it, and he was the janitor at our high school. And he told me one time the devil pulled up to his house in a red Diablo, and ever since that day, his life has changed, and he's found God. And
that was
like,
Ashlyn.
I was like, that was your ex-wife. He swears to God that the devil pulled up in a, and he would say it like in a red Diablo wing. Pulled up.
That was a loan shark that he owed money to.
Yeah. I was like, that's your mortgage, your home getting foreclosed, but okay, exactly. Mr. Syracuse.
Yeah, that was someone you made a bad investment with.
Yeah, literally.
All right, before we go to our topics, let's go to Caroline's Corner. In these corner of corners.
Oh my God, I forgot. Hold on. What's going on? Okay. So I have bad wigs of the week.
Okay.
We love bad wigs of the week. It's
I
my
know
favorite.
It's like visual, like it's visual, but like I just can't help it.
They should be watching.
I know. I feel like it's an extra little bonus if you look at the pictures because they're ridiculous. The first one is Renee Zellweger.
Oh. In what?
In the new show. I saw the trailer during
I haven't
the
heard
Super
from
Bowl.
Her in a while.
I didn't recognize her. I'm like, wait a minute.
She keeps changing her face on us.
I recognize her, yeah.
The music was playing as I was like, who is that? And there was like, yeah. Renee Zellweger as Meet Pam.
It's hard to book stuff when you keep changing your face.
Right. Well, they put a fat suit
on
her.
I'm going to be honest.
It's true.
She's wearing a fat suit?
And a bad wig.
So what's she playing?
And look at her. She's it's a true crime story. That
looks like me calling the police on black people.
That's literally me. In senior of college with my feathered hair. That's literally me in college.
And if you would wear that jacket now, both of you guys. I feel like
yeah, probably maybe.
Anyway,
you are really disrespectful today.
I don't think I would. That seems very hipster to me.
She would wear that. I would never wear that.
Okay, whatever. Actually, yeah, that's me.
God.
That's literally me in 2015.
Oh,
the wig is bad.
But look at the other
wig. The wig is
Judy
like
Judy Greer.
The wig
out,
looks
Honor.
Like
wig Judy court. Greer's wig is bad too.
The and
wig,
then Josh Duhamel.
The wig
a bad
looks
wig.
Like a.
That's is that Chris Pine or
no,
Josh
it's Josh Duhamel.
Oh wow,
that's me.
The wig looks like the Party City wig for a Gosling.
Kate Gosling.
Yeah, Kate Gosling. Or like Karen. There's probably a Party City Karen wig. Like
that looks like
Karen.
Mm-hmm. That looks like the wig I got for Halloween.
Yeah, that's what it looks like.
From my
that was great.
Yes.
Who's the next one?
The next one is, and there's a Reddit thread on this. It's called Dope Sick.
Oh yeah.
On
yeah.
Hulu. And
I
like,
know that movie. It's
there's
movie,
like
a documentary.
I mean, the wigs are there's a Reddit
Dope
that says
sick.
I'm so glad I found somebody to like talk about this because this is such a problem for me.
Wait,
like, I
show
can't.
Me,
this
show
the
me.
The show is supposed to be good.
Caroline found her people.
I found my community guy. All right, they slapped a bald cap on this guy.
And you can see it. Wait, let me see it.
Is that cap. Really Josh Duhamel that looks like?
No, this is not. This is no longer Josh Duhamel.
Oh, sorry.
This is somebody new. This is
and this is in what?
Dope Sick.
Oh. I don't know what that is.
Look at that.
Dope Sick
line.
Is
it's about the opioid
crisis epidemic.
Thing.
Oh,
but
real or documentary or like scripted?
It's scripted.
Oh. It's scripted, but
like they should. I feel like they have like big names in there. I'm
yeah.
Like, what's the but
like
can
what's
a little
on?
Bit. Let me show
I think
you Rosario
I literally
Dawson.
Think that these productions are fucking cutting corners on
it's
hair
small,
and makeup. If
like,
I'm gonna be honest,
they are.
No.
Oh
no,
no Rosario.
No,
no.
That doesn't even.
Why
that?
Can't she just wear her hair? Like, don't if you don't
yeah,
have the
hair?
Money for it, then why?
Because they don't want to do like hair and makeup.
I think
I
they're
don't know.
Cutting corners on the cost of these people. They're paying these people less and less, so no one wants to work in movies.
Oh
that's my
God.
Theory.
But she's like so beautiful.
Or maybe I'm just.
Bad
no,
wig.
No, you're right. Especially yeah. like Netflix. Netflix doesn't like streaming services. They pay less than cable.
Wait, I heard a crazy conspiracy
what?
That Netflix is about to go down.
Really?
Like they're bleeding money.
That makes sense. Their shows suck now.
I know.
Really?
HBO's the way to go.
They can yeah. just downscale.
I don't think
right?
so.
Yeah.
I don't think so.
Okay, Ashlyn.
Unless like something bad happened.
Apparently
like,
the Anna
we'll
Delvey
see.
Show is horrible.
Is
and I was
everything
so
they make
about
is bad.
It.
Everything
yeah.
they make
I
is
mean,
bad.
But every once in a while they'll have a hit. But
Cheer.
I think because that's made before.
But for everything bad they do, there's one out of like 30, which is
yeah.
too, like the
but
budget is all over the place.
They just really, I
they're
think,
just, yeah. And then remember they had that
they
period.
Clearly can't afford Friends.
And every time they try to raise their price, people get mad.
So well, it's $15 yeah. now.
I know.
It went from 7 to 15 in like 5 years.
Hulu Live is taking
less
over.
Less than 5 years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And HBO is at the forefront. And yeah. also, I don't care. I don't pay for any of my streaming services.
Yeah.
I rarely watch something
Nick
on
Cannon
Netflix.
Pay for everyone's?
I'm on all my mom's and my sister's.
Oh, I thought nice. Nick Cannon just pays for everyone's streaming services.
Fucking.
Wait,
you,
Nick
you
Cannon's
think.
Trying to get back with Mariah Carey, apparently.
Oh, shit. Good for him.
Really?
Good for him.
I don't want to talk about your boss.
Got any more wigs?
Yeah, this girl, there's a whole thread. She's, her name is, her last name is Joo, J-O-O.
Joo.
but her hair.
Oh.
That's a Party City wig.
Like, Philippa Sue?
Philippa Sue. Oh, oh my God, not Jew. I thought it was J-O-O.
Caroline said Jew.
That's Philippa Sue. She lives in my neighborhood.
Who's Philippa Sue? Is that Philippa Sue? Is that Ashlyn's dish soap?
She's a Broadway actress. She was in Hamilton.
Like Sutton Foster.
Yeah.
Anything gay.
The hair extensions and that she wears when younger are...
That wig is horrible, but Philippa Sue is gorgeous. She goes to the nail salon I used to go to.
She's beautiful.
And I saw her name on it once. I was like...
Yeah, oh shit. And so what is she in now?
She's in Dope Sick. These are all
these are all Dope Sick.
These are all Dope Sick.
Okay, so Dope Sick is me ever since Ounce of Hope started sponsoring us. Yeah, like, I'm Dope Sick.
Dope Sick is the new name of this podcast.
Yeah. Oh my God, wait, good idea.
Sick
God.
Dope.
Oh Sigma shit.
Dope. Sigma dick.
Dope.
Dope Dick.
Oh, Dope Dick. That's a good name.
Dope
what? Why the fuck are you looking at me like that?
Any more wigs for us?
That's it. That's
well, thank you for welcoming us to your corner.
Thank you.
Before we wrap up, let's talk about our topics. Ashlyn, our POC representative, what do we think of the emoji argument?
Queen.
What do we think of our race emoji? What's going on? Do people care?
Yeah. I have a question. I feel like this is good.
When you... text a black person, like, should you use the black emoji?
No, I think
that's the problematic.
But someone in the article was quoted saying they started using. Mm-hmm. So there was a black woman quoted, and she said, "My white friends use black emojis with me," and I said, "Why are you using a black emoji? I mean, this like nicely, like." And they were like, "Oh, we thought that black is unrepresented, so we started using black emojis circulate."
Nothing's ever been whiter. They're like, this is what will solve racism.
And that's the problem. And that's the problem is that everybody wants to get too woke and listen to NPR being like, it's a problem for emojis. It's like, no. Like,
I'm like, why don't you talk to a black person?
It's just pick the color closest to you.
Because I can't find any because all these people are fucking white.
Well, I was misrepresented in the emoji community for a while. They only recently added red.
And I was like, thank you. Mm-hmm. Finally.
Were you mad about it?
I was mad.
I didn't give four fucking shits.
I was mad.
I use the heart. I use the pink heart emojis always. Anyways, yeah.
I use the pink pussy emoji. I know Ashlyn uses the brown one.
Yeah,
and Caroline uses the Italian one.
I mean emojis. I mean Jesus. One. There's gotta be. I mean, there's gotta be a better way to handle racism in America.
People are blue or green.
How much can we barrel Apple for more inclusive emojis when their iPhone needs to be updated once every six fucking months because they're making us buy it all the time? That's the real
I don't even know why this is an issue.
I don't know what to say.
Sorry,
I didn't mean to bring such a hot topic to the podcast.
No, I don't think it's a hard topic. I just think it's a stupid stupid. Like,
well, it's the same thing what they were talking about.
It's a little bit of a reach.
It's a stretch. I'm doing yoga. They're doing yoga.
Yeah,
it's a fluff piece, but also who am I to say it's right? You know what I mean?
But it is weird if people do that. Like, I will say that. So maybe that's what they're talking
about. Like, but out of all my problems, I'm not mad about emojis. You know what I mean? Like,
I don't think people... If you're getting mad that I'm using a yellow emoji, like, damn, I'm jealous of how much free time you have.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I don't have that extra...
But I really think the yellow is like the smiley face. I don't think it's like a racial...
I think someone... Some PhD out there was like, you know,
when I see yellow, I go, oh, you're too lazy to look for
that's
your color.
What
I
get it. That's what
I get. It.
I'm too busy to go.
And at the end of the day, like the emoji I choose doesn't look like me, but I'm like, it's the closest to my color. So that's it.
Right.
She's got like brown hair. She's like, I'm like, okay, what do you want me to do about it? I don't care.
I actually don't think I've ever used.
I never used the white one.
A white.
Okay, here's a question for you guys. What are your most recent emojis so we can learn something about each other?
Okay, my most recent are heart, nails, scissors.
Diet scissors? Coke. Why are you doing that?
Diet
she's
Coke.
Scissoring.
I think I send it to my sister a lot because she's a lesbian.
Your scissors.
Like scissor sisters.
Sisters.
I have the red flag emoji. I always use the pray hands.
Oh, shit.
I use the shamrock. I love the crawfish.
Oh, shit. This is so diverse. Mine does not look
my
like
favorite
that.
Is the crystal ball. I've been using the camel randomly.
Hump day.
I love the sunglasses with emoji. I love the little Mai Tai emoji. Love the champagne clinking.
You have the Mai Tai on yours?
Yeah, right here.
Mine is so
basic.
I love
the star eyes.
I like the star eyes.
I've been
eyes.
Using
star
the American flag, which is racist, I guess.
Mine is super sad. Racist.
Mine are so sad. Weird.
Mine is the one that's like, mine is all emojis except for the alien and the girl that goes
for
like this.
For some reason, I use the Grecian pot.
Ooh,
who are you shopping for?
What are you asking for, a cruisette? What's going on here?
Like cruisette.
What about yours, Ashlyn?
I have these hands, the prayer hands.
You always use those.
I love those. I've got the last.
Every time someone sends me those, I'm like, gospel in my ear. I'm like, he is one. He is ours. Yeah.
I'm like, when Jesus was.
When Jesus was.
When Jesus was.
I'm like, Jesus.
We on that ultra light beam. We on that ultra light beam. This is a God dream. This is everything.
Wait, did you guys see the emojis Kanye was using?
No.
He was using the cute little heart with the cute little smiley face with the hearts and be like, Kim, love me.
That's on my recent. Oh my God, I'm Kanye.
You're literally.
Then I have
Kanye.
The crying emoji face, mm-hmm. right? The crying, laughing, yellow. I got the clap hands.
Okay.
I never use those.
Mess with me.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Queer.
I use
like
that.
I said that's, what okay. I said.
That's it's every
giving.
Bronx of me.
It's giving Stonewall.
I think that's more Bronx.
You have the fox.
Then I have I have the fox because Kate is a fox.
Ew, you use the poop.
And then I
use
the poop.
I never use that emoji.
I use the heart.
That's not
I use
classy.
The kissy. I use the green check. I use the electric, like the plug.
Oh,
like
so,
for my plug,
like throw it in my bathtub or
no, like my plug, like who's your plug, like who you get drugs from? Who's
oh,
your plug?
Oh shit, dude! And tell then, me you're cool without telling me you're cool.
Fabuloso.
Yeah. Then I got the one arm, the one strong arm.
Okay, yeah. Okay.
Wait, I love. I do. I too use these eyes. The eyes.
The eyes are like. Oh shit! The
I
big
like those eyes.
Eyes.
Yeah,
the dead is good. Too.
I use the dead. I use the throw up guy. Mm-hmm. I use bananas.
It's on lock.
What?
Yeah,
mine are the bananas boring. Like we be slipping yeah. down the street on the Fabuloso.
And I use the dancing lady.
That's a good one. You are Dominican.
And I change her color. I literally make sure
yeah,
that she is Spanish.
Yeah, because if it's white, she's not going to be a good dancer.
I use the cowboy hat because I'm always talking about Stuart.
That's I love the cowboy hat one.
And then the music and parachute
no,
sometimes.
No, you use the cowboy hat because you go to Arby's a lot.
Never been to an Arby's. Thank you.
That's a lie.
Then
two truths and a lie, and that's your lie, bitch.
I've never been to Arby's.
I feel sad
I've
for
never
you.
Been to Arby's either.
Well, we know I've something never... about you is roast beef looking, so.
No, it ain't.
Yeah, it is, bitch.
No, it is. You said you had long lips.
Yeah, exactly.
Outer lips, not
your
inner.
Get your pastrami sandwich out of here.
Outer, not inner.
Fuck
not that
here.
It's bad. I have long outer lips, not inner.
And
bitch.
What's the banana mean? Like, I'm be slipping on the peel?
The banana, I'd be like, suck on this.
Oh.
Oh.
That's so inappropriate.
Yeah.
Oh.
Okay, so let me tell you mine.
What?
Mine are really boring. The first is the laughing with the cries coming out, the
you
tilted
love that
crying,
one.
And then hard eyes, and then the smiling, tearful smile yeah. with a smile
with a
tear.
I feel like you don't use emojis a lot.
Well, I'm gonna use them more
like you
now.
Do.
You guys just inspired me.
Yeah,
I have the alien on my top.
Yeah,
and I also have the girl.
Alien's
like,
good.
Oh, I love her.
And then
you do use that a lot.
And it's
what
a bunch
color
of,
do you use her?
White.
Okay.
What?
No. That's there's no problem with that.
I know it's me saying what?
Yeah.
And then I have the fire emoji.
Fire.
And I have the hot one that's like
yeah, the hot.
And then I have the film.
You use that when you eat Takis.
Yeah, I do. And then I have a lot of sad emojis on there.
Oh,
sad like eyes that are like this.
Mm-hmm.
The emoji that's just like a line for the mouth that's like
yeah.
Oh
yeah. Those are all mine. Literally all the sad emojis and the Pinocchio, the long nose.
Yeah.
I be lying. Yeah, I'm boring. I'm gonna use more now that I know that you guys got the
I
fucking
love the crystal
Grecian
ball.
Pot on your top. Yeah.
Now that one is it must have been a blackout Grecian. Use. I don't know why I used the Grecian pot. I'm like, who did I send that to?
I'm inspired. Okay.
I wish you could click on it and check.
I know.
When you
I'm
use
like,
it.
When did I use
yeah.
the Grecian
yeah.
pot?
Well, you could probably search it.
Oh, the Grecian pie.
Yeah.
It's a good idea. When did I use that? Was I like, we are the muses.
Caroline, what did you have?
Okay, I had the cowboy hat.
Mm-hmm.
I had the clown.
Mm-hmm.
I had a snake.
Mm.
I had a girl kneeling.
Oh,
because you'd be sucking dick.
Our father, who in my asshole.
What else I got? I got... the one where it's like you blow boogers at like you huff.
Oh yeah.
Oh, I didn't think of those as boogers.
Yeah, that's yeah. air.
That's just like huffing. Like,
to me, it's like
air.
Yeah, I have
like
that.
A sigh.
It's like
I have this one like, and I have the Rob De Niro. It's like,
of course you do because you're Italian.
Rob, not Rob.
Not Rob De Niro.
Okay, Italian, calling him by his nickname. Caroline, come in. Rob's here. Rob is here.
Rob, yeah. Is that you? Okay, come to Sunday.
We're in the dinner. Room. Grab a glass of wine. Rob, we're eating dessert.
Rob, De Niro.
Is that bad?
I've never heard anyone say Rob.
Who's next? Who's
Are
next?
Are you family friends with him?
Who's next?
No, I know, but I've just never heard anyone shorten Robert De Niro.
Who's next?
I mean, they're like De Niro or like Robert De Niro.
I don't have time to say Robert De Niro. Is that bad?
No, it's like Robert Kardashian. It's opposite.
What's the guy who's in? Oh, Marlon Brando.
Brando. Rob De Niro, is that you?
Caroline, come in. Ma's here.
Honey, I have you 6 o'clock.
I would never say Marty Scorsese. Like,
no. I would hope not.
I would hope not.
Quinn.
Q. Okay.
The Godfather is so violent. And The Sopranos.
I still never saw it.
That's why it's so good.
You haven't?
Mm-mm.
Wow.
I can't with that Sopranos Super Bowl commercial. I'm like, y'all have ruined everything.
That made me really sad about life.
It made me happy that AJ was getting some work. Continue.
Yeah, really, honestly. I don't know what else I had. A person at their computer.
Rob De Niro. I'm going to think about that for weeks.
Oh, my God. Someone's like...
Oh, yeah.
And then the purple guy with like...
Oh, orange. I use the devil a lot. I love the devil. I'm like, I'm a bad person.
I'm like, I'm the devil.
Shit talk someone, send some devils. Okay, last topic, finally. A woman in Italy was found.
I don't mean to laugh.
Sitting there for 2 years. I don't mean to laugh, but I seriously feel like that's me. The further away I get from my breakup, the less I want to be with a man. Mm. You know what I mean? With each day I grow... less interested in men. First post breakup, I was like, letting dudes like, and now I'm further away. Mm-hmm. And now I'm like, will I die alone?
Well, you have a sick apartment.
I know that too.
All you need, if you're in a bad relationship situation, if you're like, I really want a boyfriend, all you need to do is get an amazing apartment. And then you really won't want
you
a
really
boyfriend.
Won't want, you're like, are you worth stepping into my home? Are you worth me not being in my home to be in your home?
Exactly.
And you say, nope, actually, you're disgusting. And I don't want to see your skid marks.
She was only 70. That's kind
of
young.
That's a good age for me, though.
Tom Hardy once said, the dangers of being alone is that you get used to it and then you don't want nobody bothering
you.
Yeah,
that's what I'm
And that was Tom Hardy.
Yeah, that's like
a great philosopher.
That's the Grecian pot emoji. Yeah. I'm like, Tom Hardy, Socrates.
It's a Chinese proverb.
What's crazy about the story is that I know we all read it and go, that could be any of us. That could be me. And everyone's like, have you heard from Ashley? No, she's probably playing video games.
I disappear for weeks on end sometimes. And I feel like this could be me. And everyone would just be like, she's fine. She's probably off doing, you know, like hanging out with the gays.
She's
like,
probably jumping from job to job, like just working.
You guys, I finally am getting into a stable place in my life. I was laid off.
Wait, I don't mean it in the way of like jumping from job to job like you're not stable.
I meant it the way you said it. I'm going to be calling Rob De Niro right now.
Rob De Niro. I meant it in the way that like you always have like 6 jobs. That's how I meant that you work hard.
Oh, you meant it like I have different jobs.
I thought she was saying you keep getting new jobs.
Oh, no. You always have a job, though.
Yeah.
You're not like Maddie.
Right? Or like
excuse
you.
Me.
Like any of you.
I have multiple jobs. And I've, as I've said before on the podcast, I have a job. I make 1 TikTok a day. And so far, it's working out well. So
better than us.
I've been trying to get you guys involved in my pyramid scheme, but no one comes to the meetings. And I tried to do a Facebook Live, and only Caroline tuned in, and she produced it. So you tell me. You guys are similar than Caroline and I are more similar, I think. Now,
yeah.
Wait, as really? Years,
yeah, no, I feel think like. Sometimes I feel like me and Ashlyn and you guys.
That's everyone here.
What do you mean?
Oh, you think you guys and then us?
And then us?
Yeah. Mm.
I think we're similar. I also think we're similar.
Wait, but hold on.
Me and Caroline have nothing in common.
No, we do.
I'm kidding. We have the same sense of humor.
And you like Housewives.
We like Chuggy videos.
Yes. I love, yes. Okay, here's a question. How long do you think it would take me to die before anyone noticed?
A year.
She has 10 managers that would notice in like a day.
Maddie?
I think a day, because you're always on the social media. They'd be like, where's Maddie Smith? She hasn't been posting. Where is she?
How long
do
you think? 24 hours?
I think it would be less than 24 hours. For me, I think it could go 3 days.
I could see like Caroline texting me 6 15 times in a row and being like, where are you? Where
I'll
are
turn
you?
To my mother.
I'm Caroline, like, yeah. You could go a week, but your family would know.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Your family would know.
My family
in
has
16
already,
minutes.
Like,
my mom
within
wouldn't
this
know.
Podcast, her mom already called the
yeah,
cops.
Exactly. Yeah.
My mom wouldn't know if I died for like 2 months, I think, tops.
Might even be longer
Bottoms.
For you.
Yeah, maybe 4 months.
My mom won't know for like 3 weeks, maybe.
Mm-hmm. Until the next three holiday.
Weeks. Yeah.
My dad would know within 4 days.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah. My sister and dad would know within 4 days.
Kate will know, and like, Kate's outside waiting for me right now.
She'll know.
Yeah, Kate will know.
I disappear sometimes, though, so I feel like people would be like, oh, Stuart needs some space this week. Yeah. And then they would be like 3 weeks, and then four, and then five, and then they'd be like, oh my God.
The thing is I would text you guys, but then you wouldn't respond, and I'd be like, they hate me. Like, that's what that would right. happen. I'd be like, okay, they don't want to talk to me. That's what would
and
happen.
And then people are like, what happened to Maddie? You're like, I guess we're not friends anymore.
Yeah.
I'm dead in a ditch.
Fuck her, man.
But you post on social media so much.
I don't know. We just like didn't connect anymore. Yeah, meanwhile, I'm dead.
She ate all my
you're
snacks in the car.
I'm literally dead. And you're telling
with,
people
with
I'm
a bag
not friends
of talkies,
anymore.
You're yeah. sitting upright with talkies. All covered
That's
in
how
talkies.
I would go down. Wait, Stuart, what were you going to say?
The coroners think it's blood, but it's just talkies.
Yeah.
Like, they taste it.
Ew, it tastes like talkies.
I just think you post on social so much that
I think
everyone
so too.
Know.
Yeah. I would literally miss a show.
Mm-hmm. And they'd be like, where are you?
Where's my money?
And then they'd text me and they'd be like, can you come do this spot for Maddie?
Yeah. At the Syracuse Funny Bone.
At the Syracuse Funny Bone.
Speaking of, we're going there tomorrow night. And I'm so
Can't
excited.
Wait.
We're
Can't
doing
wait.
A dirt trip and we're doing radio promo. So
LOL.
Hopefully we fucking come off as cool as we do on the radio and don't
this
swear.
Is WXW.
And don't swear, Ashlyn.
Wait, we're not allowed to swear.
It's fuck. Radio.
Get it out Get now. Get it out now. Cunt, 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 cunt. Pussy fish, pushy fish.
Ew, you are obsessed with fish. You like that.
Can
that bathroom
I have,
is your house.
Can I have the pussy fish roll? spicy
mayo?
Yeah. With brown rice.
Yeah.
Wait, we should go to Sugarfish, you guys. I had the best time there.
That sounds good. I'm going to get the pussy fish roll.
That okay. bathroom smells like fish.
I think
honey.
That's our pod.
That's my pod.
How do you guys feel? Thank you for coming. Anything else we want to add before we plug our own butts with our plugs?
What's the plug?
No.
All right, where can we find you guys?
You can find me in 3 to 4 months when you realize that I'm not on a sabbatical in Croatia, that I, in fact, am sitting upright in my apartment with old housewives blaring as I sit eating Sour Patch Kids, vaping, and dead. What?
And that felt real.
Yeah.
That felt real. Every addition to it felt real.
Thank
You're like,
you.
Yeah, I do think that's how it's going to happen.
Yeah, I'm just going to have like the vape hanging arm, yeah. Housewives blaring, yeah. Bethany Frankel screaming.
Right.
I'm just laying down on my beautiful West Elm blankets
right.
dead. But you can find me at Stuart and Chill.
The first thing I'll ask, I'll say, how did you find her? And they'll say that, and I'll go, she died happy.
She died doing what she loved. Vaping while watching Housewives, honey.
You can find me at Real Lesbians Eat Pussy.
Whoa. Did you buy that domain name while you're on your
yeah,
phone
exactly,
over there?
Yeah.
In the fish bathroom.
At the fish bathroom. At the
You like that though. That's why
I do not like
you keep
fish.
Being
don't
like,
do
you
that.
Guys, I don't
you
like it.
Don't,
but you
don't
like
say,
it.
Don't,
yeah, you
no,
go
I don't.
In the fish bathroom and you're like, oh fuck.
You're like, I hate it because
spell
you want to reverse
the
spell.
You put the smell in a jar and you write fish bathroom on the side.
That's the one you're making out with the walls of.
Why do you guys feel the need to disrespect me?
That was an attack.
I don't know. It's my inner Catholicism.
That was an attack, right?
It's my inner Catholicism.
You can find me at Bob De Niro's tomorrow night.
I was
going to
say that.
That's
also
why
find
I
me
didn't
Bob.
Use it. Nah, use the word using.
Delete this, Michael.
You were going to say that?
I was going to say, I thought of it, but then I said, maybe Caroline's going to use it because she said it.
Oh my God, actually?
So everyone here is nicer than
you guys are so nice about stepping on jokes that no one's even listening by this point. So, yeah, they are.
That's
they
a lot.
Are. They listened to the end. We did the stats. We crunched the
numbers.
No, I know.
I was just trying to be self-deprecating.
We crunched the numbers.
Literally trying to be self-deprecating.
My friend goes, you guys always say at the end, all right, that's our time. We got to go. Like, it's too much. And she's like, it's not too much. I wish you guys would keep on.
What? Really?
Yeah.
It's
really?
Too much for you because
okay,
you always
fine.
Have meetings.
I know. Last week you made us end early.
You guys have shows and we got to respect it.
Last week you made us end early.
I have a
shitty ass bar show.
Is it your own?
No.
You can find me at Ashley Salzano.
Caroline, where can we find you?
Bye.
And the way I'm going to die is by driving a rental car into a tree and the owner of the club, who I'm on my way to, calls me to yell at me. Dexter calls me to say what's going on. And then the next day, everyone drops me before they find out I'm dead. And then I wake up alone and in a out of a coma, but there's a guy there who's gonna take
but
me
you
home.
Instagram story the whole thing.
Yes.
But yes. You're like, hey you guys, just dead.
So this is weird, I just died, but my ghost will be at the Syracuse Funny Bone.
I'm single still. My corpse is single, bitches.
I get to heaven, I'm on Raya. I'm on Raya in heaven with Louis Anderson. And who else died recently?
Betty White.
Me and Betty White.
Bob Saget.
Bob Saget.
Oh, R.I.P. Daddy.
Too soon.
America's daddy.
Too soon. Danda. All right. See you guys next week. Bye.